Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Travelling 80 kilometres for burgers, 19 kilometres for a cycle, or telling Gordy you're visiting elderly relatives when you're actually heading for the beach. Just some of the excuses for non-essential journeys that have resulted in €100 fines for breaching the 5 kilometre travel restrictions since the introduction of new enforcement measures on Monday. Our reporter John Cook has spent the day at a Gorda checkpoint in Limerick and joins me now. So spill the beans, John. What's been happening there?
Well, this checkpoint is running all day long. It's a static checkpoint on the N24 Limerick to Tipperary Road near Ballysimon. They have roaming checkpoints in various locations right across the country for shorter periods as well today. Gardaí are flagging down passing motorists in this location coming from the city or off the M7 to ask the reason for their travel. And many motorists agreed to speak to me as I accompanied Sergeant Eleanor Osborne in her duties.
Can you tell me the purpose of your journey this morning?
I was just doing some shopping for some pet food.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm heading home now.
What kind of pets do you have?
I have cats. I have one cat who's very old and she needs special renal food and that can be hard to get.
And are you sticking to essential journeys only?
Absolutely. I'm really staying at home all the time.
Do you think other people are? Because there's quite a lot of traffic on the road.
I honestly don't think so. I'm worried about the amount of traffic I'm always seeing.
We just come from the regional and we're going to Palace Green.
From the hospital?
Yeah, he had an appointment for his eye. So he got angry and that's it.
He's yellow jacket, so.
His eye, he's just a bit better now. So he said he can see your yellow jacket.
I'm glad he can see a bit clearer. Yeah. Do you think some people are not sticking to the rules?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Definitely, I've seen it myself. They'd walk out, wouldn't even sanitise their hands from some of the shops or going into them, you know. But they're sad people.
The purpose of your journey this morning?
Getting a bit of steel.
Getting a bit of steel. Is it for work purposes?
Work purposes, yeah.
What are you making?
A door, keeping the thieves out.
Have you a problem with thieves?
And they come and go.
Right.
A good dog and a nice shotgun.
What?
A good dog and a nice shotgun.
Both of which you have a licence for, I presume.
It's going to get very serious. It's going to get better. Our government failed us.
How do you mean?
Christmas done stores, every store that was full to the normal. I was nowhere. Across the yard every
so
morning.
So you think the government got it wrong over opening up retail at Christmas?
Completely. Completely. You know, it's going to be 3,000 every day.
Okay, so you went into Limerick for a lens cleaner, is it?
Yeah.
What's that for?
To clean the DVD player.
Would you consider that an essential journey now?
Yeah, well, I think so. If the DVD player is out of action, like, okay. Just trying to get it running with the kids being off school and that, so I took 2 weeks leave. It's not easy, and my sister-in-law's kids are with us. She's a nurse, and some of them are trying to get to grips with, you know, the online stuff. It's their first time doing it, and classroom meet and all that kind of stuff. So it's, you know, there's a couple of teething problems this week.
Okay. I'm beginning to see why you need to put on a DVD.
Yeah, well... Look, sure, look, it has to be done, I suppose.
You're coming from Kildare this morning?
I am. I'm visiting my eldest father.
Yeah.
He lives alone, so okay. I'm his only person. I tried to do a 2-week shop for him, and if I can't do that, then I use a company that delivers food to him. He misses the company, you know, as well. So, you know, we have the Alexa shows put into the home and everything else, and I need to put up another camera for him while I'm there as well. So you're kind of watching him all the time, but it's not, they need the presence.
What do you think of the Gardaí being out patrolling the roads again, fining people for non-essential journeys?
It has to be done because people are not listening. That's why we're here in this situation again.
So your dad will appreciate the visit anyway.
Oh, he has. He's rang me about 7 times already today. When are you getting here? What time are you going to be here?
And if the Max is doing fine, well, I need to buy fish food.
You buy fish food. Okay. How many fish have you?
I have 5 tanks. Couldn't really tell you how many I actually have.
Can I ask you about what kind of fish have you got? Not goldfish.
No, it's not goldfish. Flowerhorn cichlids, severums, angelfish.
But it must be like 2 hours to drive out to Clonmel now to buy that fish food. Is it an essential journey?
Yeah. Like saying, I can't actually get it at work in the pet shop I work in, and the two in Limerick don't stock it.
Okay. Didn't think of the fish.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Take care.
That is an essential journey for fish food there, no doubt about it. No threat of turning that driver back or a €100 fine, John?
Well, apparently it's as essential as your cat or dog or your horse, as was the case with some others I met today. The Gardaí in Limerick did give out 5 €100 fines to a group of young men travelling around the city last night because they offered no reason for being there. But it seems where reasonable excuses are given, the Gardaí are happy to accept them. What really did stand out for me today, Cormac, was the number of people travelling for COVID-19 tests. tourists. And there is specific Garda advice. You're not supposed to open your window at a checkpoint if that's the case. 12 motorists have given that reason for travel at this checkpoint in Limerick so far today. Most of them unaware of the advice, as you'll hear.
We're just actually coming from the test centre.
The test centre?
Yeah.
We just had a COVID test. How many in the car have had a COVID test? Can you tell me the purpose of your journey this morning?
Yeah, we came here just for a COVID test.
Okay, so in the future, if you have another COVID test, if you just have the letter or show your phone up to the window, yeah, you don't have to open the window, okay?
Is that a worry, Sergeant Osborne, that people will be getting COVID tests for their journeys? Perhaps they shouldn't have spoke to you so closely.
Exactly. We've had that a few times. Now, some people seem to be aware of it and they'll put their letters up and they'll keep the windows closed, and that's what we'd be asking people to do.
So if I have a COVID test appointment, just show you the text.
Show the text or on your phone, or show the letter up against the window.
Don't open the window in the car.
And guards are aware that that's what people will be doing.
I'm a staff nurse at Milford Hospice, and I've just been in for my vaccination. Okay. So I'm on my way home.
You just had your COVID vaccination?
Yeah, first dose, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
A bit emotional about it, actually, yeah. Yeah, but it's great. Light at the end of the tunnel.
And in the hospice, I suppose you're protecting the most vulnerable at the most difficult stages of their life. Vulnerable. So to have COVID, what's that been like?
Yeah, it's very hard, you know, because that's our job, to protect them and look after them. And, you know, it's terrible to think that they're at risk from us. Obviously, we're in this situation because of human behaviour. Combined with the effect of the new variant, it was terrible. The both things combined, you know, at Christmas time. That's why we're in the situation we're in. But I think most people, sensible people, you know, seeing those figures, really have been shocked. And I would hope that's enough to kind of change all our behaviour, you know.
Well, if not, the Gardaí can find people now. What do you think of that?
I do. Yeah, I think that's necessary. Unfortunately, it is necessary, because not everybody will be compliant, you know.
And there are the views of a hospice nurse travelling home from her COVID vaccination there. The Irish Council for Civil Liberties has criticised the threat of fines to enforce the travel restrictions. John, did you hear any disquiet among motorists about that?
It was an issue I was interested in, because just this afternoon, the Irish Council for Civil Liberties said the previous approach, where Gardaí had to consult the Director of Public Prosecutions before issuing a fine, was more effective, and they're warning of the risk of uneven policing now. But no motorists seem to take issue with the €100 fines that people are talking about. Many people raising stories about people in their local wooded areas and coastal areas socialising or exercising when they shouldn't be. The other one distinctive thing I really noticed today, and it really struck me, Cormac, was how emotional some motorists are in this third wave lockdown. Many had tears in their eyes as they spoke to me about rising COVID-19 figures, like an elderly lady who I'm just going to refer to as Mary. She was on her way to see a friend, and she told me she has no other company and no other family.
And I've no family. My only cousin she was buried this day, she died suddenly. And I've no family, and I just go for company.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Your cousin died last week.
She got a massive heart attack.
And you don't have other family?
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll let you dry your tears there.
No, will I?
No, this is the radio. But you're going to meet somebody for company today, is it?
Yeah, just for company. Sit down and have a cup of coffee. Family, friend,
And what will you do? Just have a chat?
Sit down, have a chat, and the crosswords. I have the dictionaries there. We do the crosswords.
Okay. He's your only company. You're not getting to see anyone else at the moment.
No, nobody. Nobody comes inside my door. I don't get up some days until 4 or 5 o'clock. There's nothing to get up for. She was the last that I had.
Okay, your cousin. I'm so sorry. This is very upsetting.
Because I think a lot of people are just breaking the rules.
I think if they saw how lonely you are and how upset you are and here today, they might change their ways. Or what would you say to them if they're breaking the rules?
I'd say they're very foolish. They're inviting trouble, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stay safe. Lovely to meet you.
That lady there, I mean, you'd first go out to her. She has no one. No one can call to see her. You know, her only relative has died. It's hard. We just have to try and support those people as much as we possibly can.
You have the threat of fines now for non-essential travel. It seems for the most part people are complying or not disagreeing with the Gardaí on the roads. You're hoping it won't come to that, but you are telling people to stay at home now, particularly for these coming days and weeks.
Yeah. if you have to travel, make sure you have good reason to be travelling. We don't want to be giving people fines unnecessarily, but at the same time, if you're out and about and you don't have a good reason, then, you know, we have to enforce the law. We need to get on top of this virus at the moment. You know, it's taking control. We have to support our hospitals. We have to support our nurses and doctors and those that are vulnerable at the moment.
Yeah, your heart would go to that lady, especially in John's report. A reminder, I suppose, to look out for each other at this time. That was Sergeant Eleanor Osborne of Roxburgh Garda Station in Limerick, ending John Cook's mighty report there.